Good evening. I hope I'm live now. My name is DFox and welcome to the first edition of the Revision Report, which is apparently not that perfectly named, but we'll go with that for now. So, about 2 weeks ago I was on the air with Ziphoid on Firefox, and I kind of liked talking on SceneSet, and I thought it might be a good idea to have kind of a show, not for my own, but for Revision, to get you some updates and just tell a bit about what we're currently doing in terms of organizing. Basically, we wanted to do this right from the start, like some kind of Revision organizer Q&A or something, but somehow we never got around to actually do that. And, I think now might be a time to try it. So, how do I start? That's a good question. Many people ask, when does the Revision organizing actually start? So, as all other party organizers know, basically organizing the next party starts right during teardown. So we discuss ideas and get some discuss feedback we got from the visitors, and generally during the party you usually get new ideas on what you can improve and what you can do the next time. So that's when we usually start, and for the week after Revision or 2 weeks, we gather information and feedback from the organizers themselves. So when we have a wiki page where everything is written down, what should be improved, what didn't work, what worked perfectly, and what makes it interesting for us to do it the next time even better or like different. Yeah, after that, usually there's a period of, I would say, regeneration, which lasts for quite some time, weeks or months. During that time, we are busy paying bills, doing calculations, finances, and all that stuff that needs to be done. So we actually have some weeks of work left after the party stopped. And around August, I think, usually at Evoke, we have some kind of a small meeting with all the Revision organizers that are there, and we're discussing themes or a potential invitation crews, because every year, at least usually, we have different people doing the invite. So we are scouting a bit and gathering ideas for a theme. And yeah, that's what happened last year during Evoke as well, but we didn't really have a good idea yet, so we kind of waited around for somebody to have a good idea, but that didn't really pan out as well, so we didn't really start doing anything until, I think, late September, maybe. And then we somehow had an idea, we discussed it, and we try to find people to help us with that. So after some scouting, we had Pro of Nuance who wanted to do the code. He actually wanted to do that right after Revision. We talked about that already, that he wants to do another invite because he was so happy. We were so happy with Megalactic, and we just wanted to collaborate again. And then we searched for some artists and musicians, and some artists that we wanted to work with didn't have time, so we kind of fell back on last year's Graphician crew, like Oni and Luisa, because they did great work on the Evilbot demo, and so we kind of had the same but not the same crew. So it was kind of obvious that the graphic style, or at least the type of demo, would be more 2D again, like last year, or like 2015 when we did the invite. Then we started to work. So basically the invite takes us, we use all the time we have until under construction, the party at the end of the year, so we have something to show the people. And yeah, that was what basically happened during that time. We do some other things, which I will think about while I play a bit of music, and I need time to think up some new stuff I want to talk about. So now we're hearing Wayfinder K2 The Race Part 1. We'll be right back. mic was off, so I was already talking. So I guess that's the kind of stuff that happens during the first show. So, yeah, while people are busy with the invite, we try to get the team back together, which usually takes some time because, yeah, it's before Christmas. People are not really, some people are not really ready to just start with organizing revision again. But that's around the time when we start that, and teams are getting back together, discussing ideas, and basically what was written down after revision, we'll revisit that and see what is actually realistic to implement. For some things, it might already be too late, because you have great ideas after the party, and then when it gets to when we come to the phase where we actually have to do the work, sometimes we find out that, oh no, crap, we missed basically a deadline and we don't have enough time to do that anymore. So we'll save up those ideas maybe for the next time. What we also do before the end of the year is we try to, or at least we tried to, 2 years ago, we tried to write emails and request offers from most of our suppliers, like the hall people, the guy who brings the shower containers, the catering people. And 2 years ago we were trying to be very smart and thought, yeah, let's get rid of all that paperwork and email stuff this year, so we can have more time to concentrate on stuff that actually is more fun than that. But interestingly enough, most of the people we wrote to, they were just like, can you maybe get back to us like in February or March? We're just like not prepared for doing anything for next year yet. And it was a bit of a disappointment, but it kind of makes sense. Like, maybe if they're already closing the fiscal year, so they really don't want to do any contracts or something that can influence the like end of the year revenue or something. So that was worth a shot 2 years ago, and before I get into what is happening or what happened in January, Felice had an interesting question on the Scenesight channel. He was asking, how else can we donate money for party funds? There are quite some possibilities. You can buy the I Love Revision ticket, which is basically a double price ticket, the surplus of the normal ticket price goes into the party funds. You can also buy a supporter ticket, which ranges from 250 to 1,000 euros. And obviously, you can become a sponsor. A sponsor might sound a bit expensive, but we have something like a corporate ticket, which is basically for companies who don't have that much money, but they don't want that much exposure at the party, and they just want to support us. That's something that you can do. And if you're in Germany, or if you're from if you're German, you can just donate to the Tastatur and Maus Association. Now you will get a tax kind of a piece of paper, which will help you like exempt that amount of money from taxes. So you can support us with that. As for foreigners, it should work for foreigners too. I have to talk to my tax guy about that. But there are a lot of ways to support revision financially. Yeah. Okay. What did we do in January? End of the year is always very stressful in terms of getting everything ready just on point, because we are. We want to publish or like show the invitation demo. We're releasing that at the same time. The website has to go live. The discussion, everything on Poet starts, or on Facebook. We actually want to change all the graphics on header graphics on Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube. get the invitation demo encoded already and uploaded to YouTube before the demo compo, so we can basically switch on revision 2017. And that's actually a lot of, well, it's not a lot of work, but it's very stressful, at least for the ones of us who are actually like uploading the graphics and making sure everything is really available directly after the demo has been shown in the compo. And I think this year it took us like 5 to 10 minutes to have everything done. And yeah, we prepare for that like in the hours before the compo if the invite is already done, which is not always the case. But last year we were pretty fortunate to have everything quite ready on point. So yeah, that started. So basically, the information flow started, and people. I mean, we encourage people already in middle of the year or like in September to already buy tickets because revision is going to happen. And yeah, and a bit after New Year's, we switched on the pre-sales, which. Well, yeah, usually I think we started it quite late, end of January or even later, but this time we were, I don't know, we were just ready to do that already. So I don't know if it will help actually selling more tickets in advance. We'll see. We'll see if when revision comes and how much tickets we sold. Because yeah, as many pointed out in the survey we did last year, there's not really an incentive to buy the ticket before the party, because you can always get the ticket at the entrance at the beginning of the party, or like even if you come on Sunday, you still get a ticket. But what it actually helps, it helps us to, I mean. It's not really about the money we need to have before the party so we can pay some bills. It's more like it's the amount of cash we have on site is dramatically reduced if we sell a lot of tickets before the party. So basically it'll gives us better night's sleep because we don't have a lot of cash under our pillow, so to speak. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna play another track while I think about what to talk about. I'm playing a song by our dear friend Panic. It's called Messiah.
I'm Messiah, I set the microphone on fire. Rap styles vary and carry like Mariah. I'm Messiah, I set the microphone on fire. Rap styles vary and carry like Mariah. I'm Messiah, I set the microphone on fire. Rap styles vary and carry like Mariah. I'm Messiah, I set the microphone on fire. Rap styles vary and carry like Mariah. I'm Messiah, I set the microphone on fire. You can't.
Yeah, one more thing about the ticket presale. We looked at some comments on the survey from Revision 2016, and about not having enough incentive. And actually people said like, yeah, and on top of that, we actually have to pay a PayPal fee of like €1.61 or something, which gets more if you buy the more expensive tickets. And because of that, we just for this year, we are covering the PayPal fee. So you're actually just paying the exact amount that you would pay at the entrance at the party. So there's really no reason anymore to not get a ticket in advance. And I know we always say that you have a separate lane and you can get in quicker. It doesn't always work, we know that, but we're still trying to improve that every year, so we can actually have the people with a print at home ticket so they can get in quicker. As I said, it doesn't always work, and sometimes there are just too many people there, and sometimes even the people with the print-at-home tickets have some problems with the scanning. So, yeah, but still, consider it maybe, because it really helps us out a lot if you get the ticket before the party starts. Yeah, so what else did happen? Oh, yeah, maybe it's interesting for you. I think it might be. Just today, we signed the hall contract with the EVAC, and it's a 14 page document which has a lot of information about everything, like cleaning, what can we use in the hall from the equipment that is there, how much it will cost for the power and everything, and also things like which of the guys from the EVAC will actually be there. And yeah, so and this year they changed a lot of the writing. I mean, for the last couple of years we basically had the same contract, so we didn't have to read it very carefully, because we did, but still it was mostly identical. But this time they basically changed all the wording, so we had to go through that a bit more carefully and found a couple of things that we had questions about. So yeah, yesterday I think I called them and I got some things cleared up, and theoretically on Monday the contract will be in the mail, and then we have rented the hall officially. Yeah, about that, maybe you're thinking like, oh no, that's way too late, why don't you get the hall already, like directly after revision is over? Well, basically that's kind of what we do, because we have a verbal agreement that this week around Easter is basically reserved for the Tastatur and Mouse Association. So what happened this year, for example, last year, already in 2017, yeah, I always forget that still. What happened last year, like in July, I got a call, and usually if I get a call from the people of the EVAC, you get a kind of a weird feeling, because what if they're telling me, oh yeah, we're getting rid of the EVAC, it's being dismantled, or yeah, you have to find another location. So yeah, I got on the phone, but what was nice is they actually said like, oh yeah, we have somebody who's interested in renting the EVAC around the time that you are there. Will there be revision next year? And I'm like, yeah, sure there will be. And they're like, okay, then I'll tell the other guy who's interested that yeah, it's already booked. And that's a very nice thing to hear if you're in good terms with the people you work with. That's always great. And yeah, but we will have a bit of a interesting situation next year as well, because directly after the revision there is a exhibition in the EVAC and around it. It's apparently a very huge thing, and the EVAC was chosen as the place where they will organize it. It's some kind of a handyman building kind of thing. It's in German, it's called Handel und Baustoffmesse. So I have no idea how that translates in English, but yeah, it's about building things and companies building things. And yeah, and what will happen is they will actually, while we are building up, they will also build up things, but not inside the EREC. They will build up basically in the area behind the hall, which is theoretically a parking space for visitors, but it hasn't really been used in the last year. So they asked us if they can build up while we're building up. So yeah, we are trying to be very cooperative, and I met with the people and we talked about some restrictions, like please don't make too much noise during the early morning hours, because our visitors are sleeping, and in the couple of days while we actually are building up, yeah, it would be nice to have no loud noise, like building things before 8 or 8:30. And yeah, they agreed to that. And so yeah, we will have a bit of a situation going on behind the evac, but there should be no distraction or obstruction of any kind of party organizing for us and for the visitors. Basically, they were actually worried that and during the event we'll try to be very, very silent. And I told them, you really don't have to, because we will be much louder than anything that you can do during the three and a half days of the party. So yeah. There was some pre-talk we had like in July to October, I think. There was like a bit of a mail correspondence and some phone talks about that. Yeah, what we also signed today is a very important piece of paper. It's called, I think it's called, the Feiertagsausnahmeregelung, which translates to a holiday, like kind of a exemption thing, contract. Because like in Germany, we have the Good Friday. It's a Friday when the revision starts. And it's a holiday in Germany because, I mean, it's a church holiday. And because of the like Christian Catholic church thing we have going on in Germany, because Jesus died, nobody is allowed to have fun on Good Friday. So so there are no public events, no dancing, no music, no nothing. So what we need to do is we have to get a piece of paper signed that we will be exempt from that. So we have kind of a special, I'm missing some English words right now, some special, you know, yeah, we are allowed to do a bit of stuff. So what we tell them is like, yeah, Friday is the day where people arrive, so there's not much partying going on. People just come there, we play some soft music, we remind people this is a holiday in Germany, so please behave. And yeah, so we got that signed today, and that will go in the mail on Monday as well. And usually within a couple of weeks we have the allowed allowance that we can do that on the Friday. Yeah, so let's see if there are new permit, that's the word, Sarex, thank you. So I will play a track by Jakob Bienenheim, and it's German, I know, maybe you won't like it, but I like it very much. It's called Computer, ich befehle dir.
Niemals müder Rechenknecht, Computer! ich befehle dir, ich bin dein Gebieter. Maschine, so gehorche mir und teile diese Zahl durch vier. 16, 28, 42, Globalisierung. Ungetümers wirren Drähten, Röhren und Kartoffelsnacks. Vergesse nie, ich bin dein Gott und ich bin Fachkraft für Elektroschrott. Sei mein Diener, sei mein Sklave, sei mein in alle Ewigkeit. Sei mein Diener, sei mein Sklave. Ich befehle dir, berechne mir das Leben. Du hast immer recht, mein niemals müder Rechenknecht. Computer, ich befehle dir, ich bin dein Gebieter. Maschine, so sei mir zunutze, rechne mir die Quadratwurzel. 9! 324! 0! Ungetümers wirren Drähten, Röhren und Kartoffelsnacks. Vergesse nie, ich bin dein Gott und ich bin Fachkraft für Elektroschrott. Sei mein Diener, sei mein Sklave, sei mein in alle Ewigkeit. Sei mein Diener, sei mein Sklave.
What were we talking about? Ah, yeah, the Feiertagsausnahmeregelung. And yeah, the word is permit. I will try to memorize that. So, what else did we do? We also signed, we asked for an offer for quite some things. We already asked to get an offer for the tables and the outside beer garden things. I started talking to the caterers, or at least to that one company who organizes all the catering guys. So that is ongoing, and we also signed the contract for the people who bring the showers and the urinals for outside. Yeah, funny story. Last year, We always have like the same thing. So once we knew what we want to have, we basically stay on that course and order everything the same as the last time if it worked. So usually what we ordered is like two shower containers, one for men, one for the women, a bigger one for the men because we have more men at Revision. And we have like one or two urinals, like the things outside next to the bonfire. So what happened last year? The guy came and he was very proud. He was like, I have something amazing for you. I have a brand new shower container. It's like the first time we're using it. It's so amazing. It's great. And yeah, so he just brought one with some, I think it was two shower spaces less than what we agreed on usually when we have the two. So yeah, he brought that, and then we had a problem. Okay, now we have to somehow separate the girls and the boys, but there apparently were two separate compartments. Yeah, it was kind of annoying because, I mean, he just came with the stuff, so we didn't have any time to react or like to talk about it or like demand like we need to. Because he said, yeah, but it's also the only one I have, so yeah, well, that's it now, but you get a brand new one. So, and the other thing was, like, instead of the urinals, he just brought us a Dixie toilet because the urinals were somewhere else already rented. So that was kind of, well, it's the kind of things you have to deal with during build-up because, yeah, sometimes the guys or the people you work with, they behave a bit strangely. And because they sometimes do it last minute, you really don't have any time to react. So you just have to go with it. So yeah, I hope that it worked out fine for us, for you, for the visitors. So yeah, but it was like interesting story, I hope. So that's it can usually happens once or twice every year that some supplier fucks up or like does not what was agreed. Yeah, we had also some interesting problems with the caterers. Every year the caterers are complaining, oh, I'm not selling enough, and that guy is selling much more, and you have to do something. So there's still water story. Yeah, Sarix just wrote something on IRC. Yeah, that's way better than the catering guy story. There was the first revision, and the second we had usually in Germany, if you order a water or if you want to drink water, it's carbonated. But we already knew from Breakpoint and from other parties that it's mostly Germans that enjoy carbonated water. So what we obviously did is we ordered still water. So what we got in revision 2011, we got bottles of water, which actually said on the label, it's still water, and in a tiny text beneath it was like slightly carbonated, very German. So obviously we didn't have still water, and people were like a bit amused and not really pissed. It was a bit annoying for us because we want still water and it's not still, but it says still on the label. That's what the supplier told us. So the next year, we told them, yeah, that wasn't really still water, so we need actual still water, like something else. And the lady on the telephone from the people who sell us the beverages is like, well, it's still to me. And it was just like a moment where Styx was talking with her. He just didn't know what to say because it's obviously not still water, and she was insisting like, well, for me, that's still water, so what's your problem, man? Yeah, and then we switched to, I think, Volvic or Evian or something. Evian. So, yeah, that was it's still like a running gag here. Every time a supplier fucks up something, we kind of get back to that story somehow. Yeah. What else did we do? I ordered a new card printing machine for Styx because the old one broke. So the nice plastic cards we have as organizers, or if you are a seminar speaker or like a VIP or something, you get a nice plastic card, and Styx prints those usually. And yeah, last year the machine broke, and it was a bit of annoying for everybody because we didn't really have that much time, and there was no way to really fix it. So we had some not that pretty cards, and hopefully this year we'll have brand new, awesome looking auger badges and seminar speaker badges and everything. So, yeah, I have to think about what to talk about next again. So I'm playing a song, and it is J-Step from Hoffman. We'll be right back. So there are some questions which I will try to address now. TS asks if we can have the Tasty Licorn beer back. I will tell Stux that you requested it. I have no idea if we can, because we try to order. I mean, we have two containers, like two cooling things, the big one and a smaller one, and they are really full. So what we did this year is we actually found a way to get Club Mate. So this we will have Club Mate this year at the party. So there's many people requested that, and we managed to be able to do that. So we will actually have to reduce some other things, so we have room in the storage containers for the Club Mate cases. And maybe we can squeeze in one or two crates of Licorne. I will ask Styx about that. That's his responsibility. Truck asked over at the Scenesat channel if the hotel page is already done. The problem is we are waiting for feedback from the city, who always organizes that, and they are very lazy apparently this time. We wrote like a couple of emails, but there was no response so far. But as you know, you can book hotels anyway. There's apparently usually we hope to get some discounts on hotels, but we really don't get those. So you can basically have similar deals, maybe without the cancellation thing, like a day before the party. But basically, you should be able to get almost the same price if you go to the normal booking pages like booking.com or HRS or any other place. But yeah, we are working on that, and we just hope that we get feedback as soon as possible, and once we have that, we'll put that on the page and announce it on the usual channels. So yeah, what other question? TMC asked if we can have the Döner guy back, who was there in 2011 or 2012. The problem is, since catering, we completely outsourced the catering to a company called Friends Event in Saarbrücken, and they're doing a great job because they're organizing everything around that, and they're taking a lot of pressure and a lot of work from our shoulders. And I always ask about the Döner guy, and apparently it's always hard convincing caterers to come to an event like Revision, because they think it's just 1,000 people, so how am I going to sell anything? Because they're used to big fairs or something where you have like tens of thousands of people walking through the streets. But what we actually have to explain them is like, yeah, but a Revision, those are 1,000 people, and they usually don't go eat anywhere else, and you don't have much competition there, and you will sell a lot. And they always do. I mean, they always complain as well, because you can always sell more. But so the hard part is convincing somebody the first time to come, and then usually they want to come back. And TS asked about the vegan vegetarian thing. We're not sure yet if we have the same guys as last year, or because we were around the Saarland last year, and we found at some kind of a fair as well, we found a very good vegan caterer, and we tried to get them to come to Revision, so we have proper vegan food. I think they had like wraps and pitas and everything. So yeah, for Döner, I have no idea. We probably won't get one because we cannot convince one to come, but I hope the other food options are good enough for you. So yeah. So what else? Licorne, hotels, Döner guy. Yeah, Kabuto asked if we have any major changes planned. So we always plan a lot of changes. Visible for the visitors, I think this time there's nothing really outstandingly major to talk about. I mean, the last years we increased the number of screens we have around the info desk from 0 to now it's I think 3 or 2 big screens. That's actually kind of cool, so you can basically watch the compost from wherever you are in the hall mostly. We have some changes in terms of the audio. Yeah, that's, I'm not the guy to talk about that, but we will switch from like normal audio cables to a network protocol, which can transmit audio via a protocol and things that's called Dante. I don't know too much about it, but I will try to figure it out or get Akrit or somebody else to talk about that in an upcoming show. But yeah, that's some changes we have from the technical aspects. And one thing that I hope we will have is at Under Construction Pro, the guy who coded our invite last year, he said, like, you know what would be a great feature? It would be great to have some kind of better feedback in terms of the recordings that you make on YouTube. And we were talking about that for some minutes, and we were agreeing that, yeah, sure. I mean, mostly when I release something or when I help out with a demo, mostly it's the invitations we do. And I like the crowd reaction videos. Like when TMC records it, or like Moki recorded the last 2 years at Under Construction. And I want that crowd feedback. And it's one of the best moments you can have as somebody who made something for the big screen. And I think Gaga last year, he recorded their 64K with this phone from the crowd. So, and the idea we currently have, and I hope we can make that happen, is to install a camera maybe right on top of our big screen, which will film the crowd at all times. And I hope that we can have a separate stream, which will be probably called the crowd reaction stream, which will basically just film the people in front of the big screen and have like the demo in a top right corner or something, so you can see the people react to the production that's being shown on screen. It should be a very cool thing, and I really like the idea, and I hope that we can make that happen. I'm not sure yet if you can actually see much, if the demo is very dark and the hall is dark. Not sure if the camera will pick up enough information, but in any case, it should improve on the experience. Like, I mean, as a demo maker, there should be nothing better than see people react to what you did. So, yeah, that's one of the changes that we are planning to have. Yeah, what else? There was a question about... I think there was a question about... Oh, yeah. Keen asked, what groups will perform and revision? I'm not ready to talk about that yet, but I will do that in a future show. We have locked down all three main stage acts for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Havoc is working very hard on completing the second stage lineup, I can tell you that. And I think you will be happy with both with the live acts and the musicians we will have during revision. So it's time for another track, and it will be Velocity by Format. We'll be right back. should be back. So, the hour is already over. That went much quicker than I thought. I'm not sure if there's any more questions currently. I don't think so. What I remembered is we also as I said before, we started to call a lot of the suppliers in the same. What we did with like the shower guy and the table guy, we did with the coffee machine guy. So we will get some offers on that, because the machines, everything is great, and I think even though many people say that it's like it's not very environmentally friendly, but maybe some words about that. I mean, think about it. I mean, sure, we will produce quite some aluminum waste with the coffee pads, but really, if you compare, in the end, it might be 10 to 15 kilos of waste. But I mean, maybe it's probably you don't know that, but Revision actually produces about 2 tons of waste every year. So it really doesn't really matter that much. I mean, sure, I know it's not environmentally the best one, but on the other hand, those machines allow us to even have free coffee at Revision. There were some people who said like, yeah, why don't you get a normal coffee machine like ones where you put in the beans and you have the water tank connected and everything. But yeah, those actually, even though they might produce the same quality of coffee, it's actually a lot more work for us to maintain it, to refill everything. So, and the machines are really heavily used at Revision, and so far we didn't find the machine that can actually handle that kind of amount of coffee, and for a reasonable price. And I mean, we need at least 4 machines for that, because we have 4 right now. I mean, 2 machines with two brewing outlets. But yeah, actually, that's a good idea. Somebody, TS said, if you bring your own cups, we can actually reduce a lot of the plastic waste, because if you have your own cup, you don't need the plastic cups. That can actually maybe balance the environmental impact a bit. Yeah. What else? Yeah. What will happen in the next weeks? We will start producing a lot of graphic content for brochures, for posters, for vote keys, and that stuff. That has to be done. Everything has to be done in February, basically. I will talk about that in a future episode. And yeah, teams are starting to work and having ideas. We have discussions in the decoration team about what can we do with the theme and everything. And Moki has some great ideas on how we can transport the theme from the invite to the actual party. And there's discussions with the team that takes care of the stream, like the stream that's what many people use because they cannot make the travel to Saarbrücken or don't have the money, but they still want to see what's going on. So yeah, we have discussions here and there, and the seminar team is working. We have the first suggestions on what kind of talks we can have. So it's a lot moving forward, slowly but steadily. Yeah. So I think I will play another track, and then we will close this up. And I want to play something by Dr. Retroid. It's called Android Girl. Shape and lips of promise, sweet as ecstasy.
every fantasy takes me to the stars above. Yeah, ooh. And when I'm fed up with her turning me on, I flip that little switch and turn her off. Android girl never complains, never feels ill.
The hour is already up. Just some quick words about waste. We're taking care of all the things that people leave, and there's a lot of it. I mean, most of the trash is actually left over from the visitors. I'm not complaining now, but we get the weirdest trash, like functioning things, or like people just leave their displays there. I mean, it's fine. I mean, it's basically included in the ticket price, and you can leave your trash. But if you really want to help Revision getting a bit more environmentally friendly, maybe try to think about what you bring, what you buy, and don't leave all your trash there. If there's like functional things you're just too lazy to pick up. I think each year we throw away like 10 sleeping bags and everything because they are dirty, etc. And sometimes useful stuff, but rarely somebody asks for the lost and found. And that's, I don't know, maybe it's just something to think about. So, I had a lot of fun tonight, so I hope you had some fun listening to me. And I think I will return in pretty much 2 weeks on the 18th to do another episode. We will announce that a bit earlier next time, not just with a couple of hours notice. And maybe we can even have some questions sent in about the Revision organizers, so we can organizing, so we can answer the things you're interested about. Okay, last track. It's Sun Rocket by Melman, and I'm signing off. Good night.